Yeah, Josh asked me Monday night if I would cover for him, and I didn't have anything, and I immediately got real nervous. But the Lord, I believe, has given me something I believe can help us tonight. And so y'all pray for me as a teach. And I really hate this thing right here on my ear. That thing is aggravating, Scotty. It's just like it's chasing you everywhere you go. It's chasing you. But I like to just use a regular microphone, but I move so much when I teach, it wouldn't do any good. I'd be in and out like this. So we'll just have to live with it. But I don't think anyone tonight would argue with me that we're living in a world that is very unpredictable. I don't think anybody would argue with that. And we hear of wars and rumors of wars, and sometimes there's large-scale wars we hear of, and sometimes that are actually going on. Sometimes they're just small pockets of wars that we hear about. And sometimes there's even civil wars that happen in our country. I remember when I was a small child, I remember my grandfather, who was 99 years old this month, Stanley Lorton. I know you know him. He lives from Laurel Fork, and he was in World War II, and he used to tell me war stories. And I used to love to listen to him tell those stories. And I remember as a real young child, I remember a little bit about hearing about Vietnam on the news. And I remember hearing of guerrilla warfare, and I thought, what in the world is a guerrilla doing in there fighting? And I remember, I was so small, I honestly didn't know what they meant by that. I can still remember that. I can remember better back then than I can now. But anyway, we go on, and then 1990, how many remember Desert Storm? Man, I'm telling you, all of a sudden we're in a war. I mean, I heard about it. I heard Grandpa talk about it. But 1990, here I am, 25, 26 years old, we're actually at war. We were in line at the... what it was, a Western Steer or whatever was over on 52 used to be. Everybody used to go there on, you know, different times, and they'd run you through there like cattle, and you'd eat off that buffet. I remember being in that line. Somebody said we was at war. I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And I thought, man, I could, you know, they may bring the whatever you call it back. I may have to go to war, you know. But I remember thinking a numbness, a nervousness, a scaredness came over me. And I believe it came over our country. You remember that? Because we had heard about it, but we were actually at war. And I remember churches were filled. People were worried, and churches were just filled in 1991, because we were at war. Well, now here we are 28 years later, and we've heard so much about war. We've seen so much that we've almost become numb to it, haven't we? There's so much took place. It's hard for, sometimes we forget that we're still at war. But tonight, I want to talk to you about a war that is more devastating, more dangerous, more sinister than anything you've ever read about, anybody's ever told you about, or anything you can ever imagine. This is a war that's going on, has been going on for thousands of years. And this is a war between God and Satan. It's raging right now as we speak. And guess where the battlefield is? Your mind. And my mind, that's where the battlefield's at. And this war is raging continuously, all the time. And your mind and my mind is the battlefield. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 10, if you will. Just for a moment. I promise not to be long tonight. I never teach very long at all. I don't think I've ever went over an hour and a half, best I remember. But no, usually 20, 25 minutes about how long I teach. But 2 Corinthians 10. Starting in verse 3, says, For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or earthly or physical, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Then, if you will, you don't have to turn there, you can just listen, but Ephesians 6:12 says, For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We see here that our real enemy is not flesh and blood. We'll talk a little more about that here in a moment. But if you ever watched, how many have seen Cops on TV? How many of you ever watched UFC? Amen. That's good stuff. Need to check it out. But if you'll notice, in jiu-jitsu, whoever controls the head, if you can control the head, you control the whole person. You'll see those police officers arrest these folks, and they'll take that head and they'll control that 250-pound man with that head. Did you know tonight that whoever is controlling your mind tonight is controlling you? Either God has control of my mind, your mind, or Satan has control of your mind tonight, right now as we speak. And whoever has control of that is controlling the whole person tonight. Now, this can change from moment to moment. Day by day, this can change because we are in a war, and it's a constant battle. Constant battle. Now, one thing about us, in our soul, we have a mind, we have our emotions, and we have our will, the ability to make a choice. And I've shared this in my Sunday school class before, but it's a very key point. And before you disagree with me, think about it. But you do not directly control your emotions nor your mind directly. The only thing you directly control is your will. You have the ability to make a choice. And that's the God-given thing that He has put in us, the ability to make a choice. If you could directly control your emotions, your mind, you would always feel good, and you would only have good thoughts, right? That's exactly right. We do not directly control that, but we do have the ability to make a choice. How many of you have had an ungodly thought just come through your mind out of nowhere, and you think, where in the world? We all have, if you're just honest tonight. How many have felt so down, so anxious, so depressed? You think, man, I wish I could just come out of this. But you can't. But you know what we have the power to do? We have the power to make a choice. God gave us that right. God did not create robots. There is no true worship, no true love without first you have to weave in the human will, the human free will. Then there's true. You can truly love God and truly worship God. If God just programmed us to love Him and to worship Him, it wouldn't be real, would it? But we have the ability to make a choice. But how many of you know what the word muse means? M-U-S-E. Muse. What does that word mean? Means to think. That's exactly right. So what does a muse mean? If muse means think, a muse means to not think, right? Yeah. It's amazing how much money we will pay to be amused. We'll pay all kinds of money not to think, don't we? You know, we'll pay just a whole pile of money to go to Carowinds and be amused. And really, it's not that we're not thinking. We're just not thinking about what we don't want to think about. We're thinking about something else, right? Our attention is since, you know, we're thinking, man, I hope that roller coaster don't go flying off the middle of that field out there. You know, we're just thinking about something different besides our problems. But I don't know what good that point is. I just thought I'd throw that in there. But anyway, that little, yeah, I do know why I said that now. This shows that you and I can make choices. We can make choices to expose ourselves to different things that affect our mind and our emotions. We have that power. The choices we make does affect our emotions and our will. Paul said, and I didn't give her this verse, but you've all heard the verse where he says, anything that's true, anything lovely, of good report, think on these things. We've all heard that verse. So you and I have to make a choice to think on these things. Now, your mind is not your brain. Your brain is flesh, right? Your brain is simply the instrument that your mind works through. It's just like that piano. When Jennifer gets up there, the piano's not the music. Jennifer's the music. The music is expressing what Jennifer is putting in it. I guarantee if I got up there, it's going to be different. Promise you. But your brain is not your mind. It's the instrument that your mind works through. Your mind is the spiritual part of you. And folks, our battle is not physical, it is spiritual. We are not wrestling with flesh and blood. Now, automatically, every time I hear that verse, "We wrestle not with flesh and blood," I automatically picture people in my mind who I would consider enemies. And I picture their face, and I know who they are. But folks, the enemy, the real enemy, is using those folks as instruments. The real enemy is Satan. Satan's the real enemy tonight. That's the spiritual realm. Now, you and every person you come in contact with tonight, tomorrow, next day, are either being controlled and influenced and manipulated by the Lord or by Satan. There's a spiritual realm. There's a spiritual thing behind that. Either by God or the devil and his demonic host. Now, moving on. First of all, we are controlled by our mind. Either God or Satan is controlling us by our mind. Next point I have is God speaks to us through our mind. Of course, it never contradicts his word, but it goes through your mind to the spirit of a person, which is another lesson completely. But do you know Satan speaks to you through your mind? All the time. All the time. You know, Lynn, if a person that's really saved would never do that. How many of you heard that? How many of you heard lies from Satan? Constant lies, constant. See, see, God speaks to us through our mind. Satan also. Look at Ephesians 4, 17 and 18. "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles or other nations walk, in the vanity of their mind." See, their mind is controlling how they act, what they do. Verse 18, "having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart." And the word heart there is just another word for your mind. Now, how many of you have, I don't know, maybe you was on Facebook or maybe you was watching TV or something and your mouth just flew up and you kind of bad your eyes and you could not believe what somebody actually said and believed when the truth was as obvious as that wall right there? Why is that? It's because their mind has been blinded by Satan. They're believing a lie. And you and I can be deceived. We can believe a lie. Satan is very good at what he does. And many times a lie is so close to the truth that it's hard to tell unless the Spirit of God just reveals that to you. Now, one thing I heard, and I believe it's a good, Jeremiah tells us that the heart is deceitful above all things and is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Don't believe everything you think. Don't believe everything you think. And for heaven's sakes, don't say everything you think. Proverbs says, "The fool uttereth all his mind." Can you imagine if our thought, let's say from Sunday, you know, we're all spiritual on Sunday. Let's say from Sunday night through the time we walk through that door tonight, all of our thoughts were played on this screen right here. I'd be gone, I'm telling you right now. And I believe you would too. We definitely should speak. There's people that pride themselves because they speak their mind. The Bible has another word for that. But anyway, we have to make a choice. That's the only thing we have the control over of where we're going to put ourselves, what position we're going to put ourselves in. We have to make our choices based on the truth. You say, "Lynn, what is the truth?" Folks, that's the Word of God, always. Never any different than that. You say, "Lynn, I just don't get some of the Bible." You know what? I don't either. But you know what? God, if you want to know the truth, God will show you the truth. He sure will. And he'll make it so clear to you, it'll be more authentic than if Danny spoke to me tonight. He can show you the truth about a given situation. He really can. So we're controlled from the spiritual realm through the mind. We are spoken to by the spiritual world through the mind. And the third point I have, this will be the last one, is we are transformed, or we're changed from the spirit realm through the mind. Romans 12, 1 and 2, if you will turn there, or just look at the screen, either one. It says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You and I are transformed. We're changed by how we think. Our thinking definitely affects us. First of all, one thing we need to realize is that when we were saved, our old nature did not leave us. We still have a fallen nature within us. Our minds are broken. Our minds are damaged. They are fallen. Now, when you were saved, the Bible says we got the mind of Christ. That means that you and I had the capacity to think and see things like God sees them. But it boils down to the choices that we make. You see what I'm saying? It boils right down to that. Now, how many of you remember the old computer term from, I don't know, 35, 40 years ago, GIGO, G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. How many remember that? Yeah, some of you ain't telling the truth about your age, but G-I-G-O, garbage in, garbage out. Whatever we put in is going to come out. That's computer language. Well, that's true with us physically, and it's true about us spiritually. Whatever we put in us is going to come out of us. I love to eat. And I'm telling you, the older I get, the less I'm supposed to eat, the more I want to eat. I mean, it just gets worse and worse. I would love to one time, and if y'all want to do this for me for Christmas, I won't argue with you, but I'd love one time to go to Arigato's and sit there and eat appetizer shrimp and sweet tea till I just passed out. One time I won't do that. They give you about five or six. It's just enough to make you mad. That's about it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. If you've been there, you know what I'm talking about. But I love to eat. But you know, there are some foods that are very nutritious, very good for you, very healthy for your body, for your mind. There are some foods that they call empty calories. It's calories, lots of calories. There's no nutritional value whatsoever. That's the stuff that tastes good, by the way. And then there's some foods that are actually deadly over time. Do you know that? Like good old fried chicken. Hallelujah. I love fried chicken. KFC fried chicken, by the way. But it's actually dangerous. But you know, there are things that we expose ourselves to that are either helping us spiritually or it's hurting us spiritually, one way or the other. Garbage in, garbage out. The right thing in, the right thing out. The trash is going to automatically come our way constantly. It's constantly coming our way. Have you noticed that? Constantly. We're going to have to make the effort to get it from the other end. Now, God is constantly speaking to us, constantly. We may not be hearing him. We may be, our attention may be somewhere else, but he's constantly bidding us to come to him. He's constantly trying to show us the truth. I made a few points, and I'll be done tonight. I wrote down, read, read, read. That's what I put. We've got to read the Word of God. You say, Leon, I can't even stay awake. I understand that. Read till you go to sleep. You say, Leon, I don't understand a lot of it. I understand that. But I'm telling you, God's Word is transforming. It's powerful. It changes you. My wife can tell a difference in me when I'm teaching and when I'm not. That's one thing I love about teaching. It forces me to have to study. And my wife can tell the difference in me when I'm studying and when I'm not. And you know what? Zach can tell the difference in me. Is he even here tonight? Where's he at? There he is. See, one thing about not wearing my glasses, I can't see faces. If I can't see faces, I don't get nervous. Y'all just a bunch of blobs to me tonight. That's all I see. But the point I was making is this. People know us, folks. And people can see a difference. People know us. And what we put in makes a difference. The Word of God is powerful. It changes you. It really does. Zach, you didn't have to get up and leave it. It didn't mean to make you mad. But I put read, read, read. Then I put listen, listen, listen. Folks, YouTube is full of great sermons, great preachers, and everybody's got opinions. But I would definitely seek godly counsel on this one, because there's a lot of bad stuff on there too. But a few names I'm going to name. Some of you may not agree with me. That's fine. I think Tony Evans is a great preacher. Adrian Rogers. Charles Stanley. Manly Beasley. Some of you probably don't even know him. Need to check him out. J. Vernon McGee. Kay Arthur's a great teacher. Beth Moore's a good teacher. Find some good stuff on there to listen to. Constantly wash your mind with the Word of God. Constantly. That's the only way we're going to make it, folks. That's the only way we're going to be worth a nickel, is if our minds are right, if our minds are clean. Saturate your mind somehow, some way, with the Word of God. Always do that. Now, as I said a while ago, the garbage is automatically going to come. It's before you get home, probably, there's something going to hit you. Before, possibly right now, something's. I mean, it's constant. And we're going to have to make the choice, the effort, to get it from the other angle, and that's going to come from the Word of God. It's going to come from the Word of God. And the second thing I have is prayer. That's one of the obvious ones. But folks, our minds will never be right until our prayer life is right. You speaking to God and God speaking to you. It's not just us talking to God, but it's God talking back to us. And folks, it changes, it affects our mind. Romans 8:6 says this, and I'll read quickly. It says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Did you know your mind, my mind, affects our health? It directly affects our health. Our mental health affects our physical health. It really does. There's two kinds of thinking. There's thinking that comes from God. There's thinking that comes from Satan. You and I cannot straddle the fence and play in both fields. James calls that double-mindedness. It says when we're double-minded, we're unstable in all of our ways. Folks, our testimony, our families depend on this. Our testimony depends on this. Our children depend on this. Our grandchildren, our families, folks around us depends on how we're thinking. I can't remember exactly where it's at, but somewhere in the Bible, in those 66 books, it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Folks, it's so important that we think right and that our minds are right. I hope something has helped you tonight. I hope it's to remind us that we need to keep our minds clean before God, and that how important that is tonight. I hope it's helped you. Anybody have anything tonight? All right. Danny, will you dismiss us, please?